Remote viewing is the military term for viewing a target with the mind's eye. Remote viewings are conducted under double-blind conditions, meaning that the target assigner and the viewers are unaware of what they are viewing. They are simply given an arbitrary number. The Future Forecasting Group was recently given the target number H506B3T9. That was the only information they had. It was only after the viewing that they learned what the target was.
Drum roll, please. You guys were looking at the rapture, the global religious event of an unknown time.
The target was the split rapture event. In Christianity, it is the rapture, when believers are taken into heaven while the rest of humanity suffers the tribulation. The raw material calls this event the harvest, and says it happens every 25,000 years when those who have spiritually evolved ascend to a higher dimension, while those who don't are reincarnated back into the third dimension. According to Christians who believe in it, to be raptured, you must believe in Christ. The raw material is from an exhaustive channeling experiment that took decades to achieve, and the source claims to be a group of entities known as the Council of Nine, or Ra, the same Ra of ancient Egypt, here to assist mankind in their spiritual evolution. And the FFG team saw all of this in their viewing. To see if they are all getting the same data, remote viewers work in teams, and they all saw the event spanning from what was described as ancient Egypt or the Middle East into the present day. They saw an event that required one's loyal submission or worship to higher beings. They saw a major event happening in the heavens. They saw what appeared to be a major cataclysmic event tied to the great year of roughly 25,000 years, something that many researchers predict and the raw material confirms. And they all saw non-human entities behind this event. Riordan even saw a Council of Nine and a blue bird, which is how they described themselves in the raw material. They saw what appeared to be another planet, one with an inhospitable atmosphere that required domed cities. They saw underground bases, and they saw the infamous gray aliens.
And then we're seeing one of these guys again. Continuation of a species. They got to do what they got to do. No regrets. But the sense is like, help us. Like, they need our help. Again, this idea of like a manifest destiny to inhabit a corporeal being.
According to UFO research, the most common story is that the Greys destroyed their own planet and came to Earth to experiment on mankind in a desperate attempt for survival. No longer able to reproduce sexually, they experiment on mankind with genetic science and technology to sustain their own species. And according to the raw material, there are two factions of non-humans on Earth. One is on the path of service to others, here to help humanity spiritually liberate itself. And the other is on the path of service to self, here to enslave humanity for their own selfish needs. Allgaier saw several images of how the soul is attached to the human body, how it is removed, and how these creatures were attempting to manipulate the process with a neuralink. And practically the whole team saw barbaric experiments on mankind with brain chips, animal mutilations, animal-human hybrids, and transhumanist hardware, as if creating some sort of human Frankenstein was the only way for their species to survive. They could be viewing the biblical mark of the beast, and also the Orion group from the raw material, otherwise known as the Greys, who seek to use humanity for their own selfish needs. They saw UFOs, major events in the sky, and a mass exodus. It is interesting to note that Elon Musk wants to give everyone brain implants and says we need to escape the planet. President Trump created Space Force, and a year later, former Israeli space chief Chaim Meshed said that extraterrestrials exist, and Trump knows about it. It is also important to note that I am seeing their remote viewing through my own filter, but you can watch the full presentation for yourself and draw your own conclusions at futureforecastinggroup.com. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.